May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 39. Come, ye redeemed of the Lord, your grateful tribute bring, and celebrate with one accord the birthday of our King. Hymn 39.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God. Firstly, Psalm 49, and also reading in Matthew chapter 2. Psalm 49. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and my meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever, and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, being in honour, abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their sayings, Selah. Likewise sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. For he shall receive me, Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honour and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. Let us read now, friends, Matthew chapter 2, where we have these wise men coming to the Lord. Oh, we've read of wise men, how they die, just as a fool dieth, but the wise in spirit and heart are saved by grace. Oh, we cannot redeem ourselves. We cannot redeem our brother. We need to be made wise unto salvation. Matthew chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and Mary his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God, in a dream he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, we perhaps should have said, would thou that thou wouldst give us prayer, Lord. But we cannot command it ourselves. We beg thee we may have that prayer that thou dost indite. And O Lord, as we venture to thee, O God our Father, we plead the precious name of Jesus. Oh, we beg, dear Holy Spirit, grant us exercise. Oh, grant us, Lord, that real, true reality of wisdom, wisdom from above. Oh, make us wise. We are fools. Oh, how we think of it now. The Lord himself spoke, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And Lord, we know it was regarding thy sufferings. Ought not Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And oh Lord, we pray we may be so given today by the Holy Spirit exercise, and that we may be in the favour of faith granted us to believe, and faith with hope and love may be our favour to know those graces of the Spirit, that we may worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We feel so unfit for it, Lord. We feel so insufficient. But, oh, we pray we may know, as those who have acknowledged in thy word, in the record of it, how they were, Lord, how thy people have proved, do prove, that they can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth them. Oh, we are helpless ourselves. We have nothing of our own to plead before thee, Lord. No works have we to boast. We are sinners. We are guilty. We feel it. We feel the malady. We feel the disease in us, Lord. The guilt, the disease of sin. Oh, Lord, we've got fresh contracted guilt upon our conscience, Lord. Oh, we hope we've been trying to beg to be kept, Lord, but we have felt so sadly that in the days of these festivities, Lord, we have been, Lord, so much left to be in folly. Thou knowest we trust our outsiders being kept clean, but Lord, our wicked thoughts, oh, how they've gone, they've run, they've risen, Lord, and they've polluted our minds, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, we come with our confessions. No, we do need thee, Lord, to look in mercy upon us. Oh, we can only plead mercy, Lord, like our friend has acknowledged, Lord. Oh, that we may have thy spirit, Lord, that we may plead as the publican did. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Grant this to each one of our friends, Lord. Thou knowest how we come together. We come together, Lord, in this that has become an annual a time, Lord, of us being with them near Christmas Day. And, Lord, oh, we pray that we may have the blessed Spirit testifying of Christ the Lamb. Oh, we pray we might acknowledge thee and fall. Lord, oh, that we may fall down and worship thee. Oh, Lord, may all that of self-righteousness and pride, oh, be stripped away from us. May we be brought to be self-renouncing by thy grace. And may we fall like those dear wise men did before thee, Lord, and worship thee. Oh, how we know they, as it's recorded, Lord, they fell down and worshipped him. They didn't fall down and worship the Virgin Mary, that one who was that means of thy coming, being born by birth, mysterious Lord to nature. But, oh, of the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, oh, they didn't fall down and worship her. They fell down and worshipped thee, Lord. And, oh, may we not worship one another, may we not be in any way left to worship the creature rather than the Creator. God, our Creator, an infant was born. Oh, Lord, lead us into the wonders of it. By faith we beg, give light, give understanding, give wisdom, that we may be wise. May it be a concern to each soul gathered here to personally ask the question, am I wise? Am I as one made wise? Made wise unto salvation. Oh, have we been granted that heavenly wisdom? Have we been given to be made to truly concerned and especially solemnly concerned regarding our never-dying souls and regarding how we shall be at the day of judgment and where we shall be in eternity? Eternity, tremendous sound, to guilty souls a dreadful wound. As thou, under thy convicting mercy, Lord, made us to know our guilt as guilty, how deserving sinners, convicted, convinced sinners. Lord, make us each to be convicted, convinced sinners, sensible sinners. Lord, so give us to be looking to thee, for we cannot, Lord, find anything in us or in any other, Lord, but oh, we know there is forgiveness with thee, the Lord, that thou mayest be feared. Wonders, Lord, thy wonderful way of salvation. Thy way of salvation by divine substitution. Lord, that thou, Lord, our God, our Father, thou didst give thy beloved Son to come to this world to suffer, bleed, and die in thy people's womb, place, and stead. Oh, Lord, oh, the wonders of thy grace, the wonders of redeeming love. This is what we seek to be considering and knowing today, Lord, here, as we're gathered, Lord, together. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thus the Holy Spirit may be present to bless. Oh, Lord, we think of those times where the Holy Spirit was present and working to deal and work in precious souls to bless souls. We pray it may be so here today. We acknowledge, Lord, how it has been, how we have seen thy glory in the sanctuary. We pray we may know it today. We pray we may see this favour, prove this blessing. The Lord is here. The Lord is present. Christ within the doors, while everlasting love displays the choicest of her stores. Lord, do bless souls. Suit thy blessing to each one, Lord. Thou knowest the weight and burden upon us thou hast laid upon us. We are burdened for souls, that thou would bless souls, that thou wouldst not leave them in darkness, thou wouldst not leave them in folly, thou wouldst not leave them in nature, in that natural state, if there were any still in the darkness of nature, Lord. May this be the day of thy purpose to quicken them into divine life. May there be those brought to solemnly consider how they stand before thee. Lord, show them thyself and show them themselves and make them know the seriousness and solemnity that they possess a never-dying soul and that there is one of two solemn or blessed destinies before them, either heaven or hell. Oh, Lord, oh, we pray, do prepare us, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Oh, and Lord, as it is put, how it is so perfectly true and so needful, in Christ, obedience clothe and wash me in his blood. Oh, Lord, do so work, Lord, for this purpose and end in thy holy will, in precious souls, Lord, we beg thee. Be with any, Lord, that are not with us, being away at this time. Oh, we pray for all our friends up and down across the land, who know with all the little hills of Zion we think of, Lord, and how we have been brought by thy purpose, Lord, and will we trust to know them and love them. And we pray especially for those in affliction and those in sorrow. We think of friends who have recently had to go to the grave of dear loved one. Especially we remember, Lord, our friend Brian, and Lord, the family. And Lord, thou knowest too, we think of those that are in hospital, Lord. We especially think of our friend David Labour and his dear one Sheila. Dear Sheila's dear mother was baptised the same evening as my mother when I was a very little boy. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we think of our friends. We remember them, Lord. And where they are not able to be in thy house and are in a strange environment, perhaps it is especially so for the Lord's Day. And thou knowest our friend David has had the many weeks of it, Lord. And the Lord's Day is come and go. And Lord, thou knowest we specially remember him. But bless thee and thank thee for thy mercy in raising him up in a good measure, that he may soon be able to come home. Lord, it's all in thy hand. We look for those signs following, the nevertheless afterward. And Lord, thou knowest the dear young people here we remember. And Lord, there are those who, according to their careful planning, we trust it is in fear of God. Lord, planning and looking forward to their time of marriage. We especially pray that we'll bless these dear ones, these dear relationships, and Lord, it may be for all their lives. Lord, we think of it wonderful, isn't it? When it is so, and we pray it may be so. And Lord, that they might know that great favour. Oh, nothing greater than be made to know and be blessed to be heirs together in the grace of life. Do bless them. Do wonderfully prove it, Lord, and seal them and give them that word they may need. We think of our own case here in Mr. Wood and how, Lord, we were settled when we heard that this is the way. Walk ye in it. Oh, Lord. Oh, how there is. Give the confirming. And Lord, oh Lord, the way cannot be wrong if Jesus be but there. Do bless them, Lord. And Lord, little ones have been afflicted, Lord, and little babe here. Thou knowest we think of them all and remember them and pray. Pray they may grow and be healthy, and Lord, in thy time, that thy wonderful grace may be found in them by the Spirit's working. Oh, thou knowest they each possess an ever-knowing soul. And, oh, Lord, we do thus remember all our friends and friends in their businesses, Lord, and how much help and wisdom is needed. And, Lord, we acknowledge thy favour to them in these ways. But wonderful to have the grace to hold it all in a loose hand. So bless all, Lord, all of our friends here. And lead us on, Lord, in the way. Lead us in the way everlasting. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 886. I seek and hope to find a portion for my soul, to heal a feverish mind and make a bankrupt whole, a cup of blessing for the poor that's free and full and flowing o'er. Hymn 886.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the psalm we read, Psalm 49. You may feel on the first words as I speak the text, you may feel it's a strange text, but I believe the Lord will, as the meditation we've had, I believe the Lord will lead us into blessed things. But the 49th Psalm, verse 10, and just the short couplet, wise men die. Wise men die. The whole verse reads, for he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool, and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Wise men die. We know, of course, in the context of the second chapter of Matthew, right at the beginning of it, or very near the beginning of it, those wise men are mentioned. And they were wise. I believe they had already died. I believe they had died to all hope in themselves. And thus they were made wise, truly wise unto salvation. And that's why they came seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me put the question to you. Are you wise? Are you wise unto salvation? And you may say, some of you, especially perhaps some of you young people, well, you've given the text out, wise men die. Of course, all of us must die. We must all die, the word says, and be as water spilt upon the ground, which cannot be gathered up. You know how it is. If you spill water on the ground, you can't gather it up, can you? And there's no coming back. There's no getting it back, as it were, all of it back into the bucket, is there? No. You think of it, the word speaks of even a drop of a bucket. You think of that. Well, we must all die, friends. And you say, well, this is Christmas time. Perhaps some of you say, well, I don't think that the minister should be talking like this at Christmas time, which is the time when we remember the holy, perfect, sinless birth and the person, the Lord Jesus Christ, coming into this world. It was his birth. Oh, but he was born. He was born to die, wasn't he? He was born according to the will of God, the perfect purposes of God's love and mercy. The Lord Jesus Christ was born to die that ignominious death on the cross at Calvary, and that his blood should thus be shed, as it was in Gethsemane and in the judgment hall, and from the cross as he hung there suffering the just for the unjust. Oh, he came to suffer, bleed and die, that perfect, complete atonement may be made for the sins of the whole church of God. That redemption that we've been singing of and we've been reading of, that no man can redeem his brother, but that perfect, complete redemption should be wrought and brought in by God, by Christ. Wise men die. But let me come closer, friends, upon this as we begin to consider it. Wise men die. Wise men die and are welcomed home by Christ, will be at the judgment day. They are welcomed home into heaven. Because wise men, truly wise, made wise unto salvation, they are redeemed, they are saved, they are redeemed, they are justified by God, and God does his work in them, completes it, and takes them home to himself. But the foolish die. All mankind dies. The foolish virgins, think of them. They got no oil in their vessels with their lamps. Oh, how they. When the bridegroom came, they were wanting. They hadn't got that oil. Their lamps had gone out. You know, it's a solemn thought that, you know, we've all of us here, all of us here in the house of God, we've got a lamp of profession, haven't we? Is it a profession based upon and through and by the grant of God of living faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? If you have living faith, if you have that oil of the Spirit, which gives to you those graces of the Spirit, and that you are in the secret of the favour of the Spirit's work in you, then you've got oil in your vessel. But if your religion and profession is only a mere form, you haven't got any oil. If it's only a formality that you come to the house of God, if it's only that you come to the house of God because it's the right thing to do on the Lord's day, if you read your Word of God, the Word of God, and it's only just a book, the page of truth, and it doesn't affect you, and you don't feed upon it, and it's not made by the Spirit to be life and power to you, if you only read it like a book, you haven't got oil. You haven't got oil in your vessel. You're wanting of the vital things, the vital grace of God. Oh, how solemn. And you see, the outcome of that, at the end of your life, if you go on like that, you'll be lost. You'll be lost. You will be wanting. You will be in that position where the Lord will say, I never knew you. And the fool dieth, you see. Not made wise unto salvation. It's dependent upon the grace of God. And what is the grace of God? I visited a friend recently who does fear God, I believe, but he's had a time away from chapel many years, but he now very regularly attends. And he said to me, he asked questions, he's a very academic person, and he asked questions. He wanted to ask me some questions. And the first question recently he asked me was, what is grace? What is grace? He knew what it was, but he wanted to ask it so that we could talk on it. What is grace? And I said, it's the free unmerited favour of God. You poor, wretched, dying sinners. But I said, the first grace I believe God bestows upon those he loves is he gives them life. The grace of life. And he gives the grace of faith. He gives all the needed added graces that they need. And in this way, he gives them holy wisdom. Wisdom which is from above, which is the fear of the Lord, is the beginning of. God gives the graces of the Spirit to those whom he loves and has a purpose to begin in and to work in. To work in, to will and to do of his good pleasure, like the apostle says. It is God which worketh in you. It either is, friends. It either is at this moment, this morning. It either is that God, it is God which worketh in you, to will and to do of his good pleasure. Or if it is not so, you're a dead professor of religion. And you'll be lost at last if God does not change your heart. There's no in-between way. It's either we're alive by the Spirit of God's quickening us, or we are dead in sin. Art thou alive by the grace of God? Art thou wise? Art thou a wise man? Wise woman? Wise, if I may carefully say, child? Young person? Art thou wise? Let us ponder, friends, those wise men. Those wise men from the east, many, many miles away. We don't know exactly, but he thought they had to cross those two great rivers. And you know how Abram he had to cross that river, Euphrates. They had to, and the other great river. And how, friends, they came across those sandy deserts all that way. Very diligent, weren't they? Oh, they got the greatest need, the greatest concern was their salvation. They come, they've seen this star in the east. Some have thought, and we don't know for sure, but it is quite likely that they saw that, the glory of that, that great light that shone, and how those angels came, and when the shepherds were on the hillside, and how there was all the glory and the light of that, of God's appearing with the angel coming. Maybe they saw that. Oh, maybe they saw. But I think it's like this, friends. They saw by faith the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as that morning star, who drew their affections from afar. They saw, they had a glimpse of this wondrous time, and wondrous appearing of God. And the Son of God is come. John says in his epistle, we know that the Son of God is come, and he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, he says, even in his Son, Jesus Christ, which is, this is the true God and eternal life. Dost thou know the Son of God is come? Dost thou know he has come for thee? Art thou wise in this way, seeking him, seeking to come to him and see him and fall down before him? Oh, is it that God's made you wise? Oh, this heavenly wisdom. Oh, the wise. But the wise die, and they are very concerned about it, you see. We all must die, as I have said. But God, these characters whom he begins in, whom he loves, God Jehovah, whom set his love upon his people before the foundation of the world, he has also agreed and devised means whereby they shall be saved by grace. And oh, God's means is that he works by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit's work is to take of the things of Jesus Christ and reveal them to these characters God set his love upon. Now, as the Lord begun to do this in you and for you and for me, as the Lord begun to do it, as the Holy Spirit granted by working in you, quickening you, granted you life, spiritual life. Oh, are you made alive? Are you made alive in that way? Quickened by the Spirit of God. Quickened by grace, the hymn says, and kept alive. We will be kept alive if we're quickened by the Spirit of God. But oh, here were we. Friends, we were all in the grave of nature. We were all dead in sin. But oh, the great point, important point is, am I quickened by his Spirit? Live a life of faith and prayer. Is this evident in thee, poor soul? Has God quickened thee, made thee alive? You're concerned, you're careful and prayerful and concerned to beg of God that he would teach you, he would save you, he would reveal to you his one perfect, complete way of salvation. You know you cannot save yourself. These characters God quickens, those blessed, favoured characters he set his love upon. He quickens them, makes them alive. They're born again, born of the Spirit, born from above. Like the Lord explained so pointedly to Nicodemus, she must be born again. Everyone, every soul that seeks salvation must and shall be born again. Now are we? First favour of being by God made wise. As he gives us life. We can't know anything in the state of the death of nature. But when we're dead in sin, we cannot know anything. The word of God is clear. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. They are spiritually discerned. But God quickens, makes his people alive by the Spirit's wonderful working. And they're now alive to their state and condition. And God begins to show to them more and more of what they are and where they are. And also reveals, so solemnly reveals himself as God, a holy, holy, holy God. I believe the knowledge of the holy, which is understanding, is very vital in God's purpose. He will teach it. He will cause you to know it. The knowledge of the holy, which is understanding, the knowledge of the holy God, Jehovah, that is holy, 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 cannot look upon sin without complete abhorrence, must punish every sin committed. Upon this earth, he must punish every sin. This is how you learn. This is how you're made wise unto salvation. This is how the wise men were made wise. They were made wise unto salvation. They were truly wise men. In the Old Testament, friends, there are, I think, I can't tell you how many, but there are very many couplets, wise men. Wise men. There are very, very few couplets, wise men, that are actually from the original. Most of them have the word men in italics. But of course, here it is, as it is from the original. Wise men. Wise men. Now, I think of it, that word original, it's what God's done in eternity that he makes known and reveals his purposes in time. And it's here in time that God works out his sovereign purposes. Sovereign love. Sovereign mercy, sovereign grace. He's the king, he's the highest one. The Son of God is king in Zion. God the Father is over all. And all the purposes of God and all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. And so God gives wisdom to his people to know these favours. To know these favours in a wonderful saving way. Wise men die. Like as I touched upon it, you see, if God's begun to make you wise, he will go on to teach and deal with you in ways according to his sovereign will, that you may be well taught. And one of the things you will be very well taught is sin's demerit. Sin's demerit. That you've got no merit of anything, and certainly no merit of salvation. They are all taught sin's demerit, gladly own salvation free. And the hymn writer knew, he said, and from Sinai, I believe they all have to know something of the law of God condemning them. And this is how you feel. You will try to be. I think all God's people try, after being quickened, they try to be more careful and try not to sin. And they try to amend their ways. They rightly try and strive to be, God makes them honest and he makes them kind. He makes them tender hearted. You make them concerned that they might be even daily concerned and hourly concerned that they might not sin. But one thing they have to find out so solemnly, God has to bring them to know it. They cannot keep themselves. And whereas they may have had or tried to raise up within themselves some fond hopes of being different, they can't. And they have to come to a place, Paul speaks of it, when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And I believe what he explains, it actually explains it, doesn't he? How it was. He died to all hope in himself or anything else but the Lord Jesus Christ and what he had come to do and had accomplished at Jerusalem. Die to all hope. Why does men die, you see? They die in this life. They have the experience of dying. Dying to all help in themselves or anything else, and it makes Christ so precious, so much. He's the chief among 10,000. He's made to them the altogether lovely. They have to rely entirely upon him and what he has done. Wise men, die. Die to all your fancied meekness. Stripped of all their fancied meekness to approach the dread I am, they are led to see all fitness centering in the worthy Lamb. They die to all hope in themselves. Have you died in that way? Have you died to all hope in anything but Jesus Christ? And is it in this way he's made to thee the one thing needful? You see, we must be brought this way, friends. This is the narrow way. This is the way, the one way. The way that leads from banishment, the King's highway of holiness. And by the grace of God you'll say, I'll go for all her paths of peace. The way, maybe even further, maybe those here who've been blessed. Those who've been able to go along with what the poor preacher's been pouring out as God pours it in. And you, those of you who have been able to go along with it and feel that you are in the secret of it. Oh, is it this today? You know the way is according to God's, according to Christ's commands. He says, follow me. He says, follow me. And you desire to follow him. In a sense, these wise men that came from the east, they came to see the Lord. And I believe they came and they would ever from that day be following him. Art thou following the Lord? Oh, Ian Ray says, this is the way I long have sought. Mourn because I found it not. My grief, my burden long has been because I could not cease from sin. Lo, glad I come. And thou, blessed Lamb, shall take me to thee as I am. And oh, how wonderful it is when a dear child of God is so led and blessed of the Spirit, favoured to be in the secret of believing in Christ, living upon him. Oh, made wise. Made wise. And oh, the favour then that saves us from the fear of death, which bringeth a snare. Oh, friends, the favour to have faith, to be in faith, believing, blessed by the Spirit, granting us faith, faith in the bleeding Lamb. Wise men die. Wise men. But let us now think of, friends, those wise men. They came all those miles to Jerusalem. And what was their first question? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? My mind has gone to several in the Word. My mind has gone to Job in all his affliction and sorrow. and he is changing expressions, and the times he was in and the questions and the dialogue with the friends he had, and proved a miserable comforter. Oh, at times he could say, at one particular time he could say, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself and not another. Oh, is it like that with you? Do you feel like he was when he was so giving utterance to those words, that answer he gives, and how he speaks in the 23rd chapter? Oh, are you after Christ? Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come unto his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. But oh, can you go on? But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. You see, those wise men, we do not actually know all. We only know that they were wise, but you know, they knew conflict. They knew tribulation. They knew the adversary as a great enemy, but they were wise under salvation. They were wise under salvation, that they knew that none could save them from all their fears but Christ. And oh, they were wise. And they came and fell down and worshipped him. The wonderful way of God was to lead them to the Lord, to where he was. How it's mentioned there, he was in the house, it says there, not in the manger scene. But oh, he had been laid in the manger. Oh, the crowded inn we've sung, like sinners' hearts, O ignorance extreme. Was your heart like that? Is your heart like that? By nature you feel it. No room for him. But oh, friends, has there been a change? Has God wrought a change in you? Oh, you may say, and you feel it with shame, you feel it. That's how I was. No room for Jesus. No thought of him, no need of him. That's how I was. Oh, wonderful today, if you can say, you can give a humble testimony of that. That's how I was. But can you say, I'm not now by God's grace? He is so precious. I know him as the one thing needful. I know, and I have to acknowledge what the Lord said concerning himself and his people, speaking of himself and speaking to his disciples, saying, I am the true vine, ye are the branches. And now those things must be experienced, as set forth by the Lord himself in those types, the vine and the branches. But he says, without me you can do nothing. And we know that by grace. We feel that. We so much feel it and know it. And our great need is to be ever favoured, to know we are grafted into the living vine, the work of the Spirit. You know that to be, the grafting in involves cutting. Has your conscience been cut and made tender, and you've known the pain of it, and the pain of guilt of sin, the pain of grief over sin, sins against a righteous God, sins against his name and blood, sins immense as is the sea, and you cry out, hide me, O Gethsemane. The Lord's been working, hasn't he? He's been wonderfully working to make you feel it, to make you feel it painfully. But friends, oh, if the Spirit leads you into this, when you feel the painfulness, think of the pains, the sufferings Christ suffered. Oh, think of what he bore, friends, in the gloomy garden, sweating blood from every pore, to procure pardon. Oh, if you're led in this way by the Spirit leading you, revealing Christ to you, you come before him, you see him, you fall down, you fall at his feet, because he is your Lord, he is your Saviour, he is your dear Redeemer, and by the Spirit you are having that revelation of him, to see him, oh, to behold him, come and behold him. Come and behold him, the Ancient of Days. Oh, here he came. Born his people to deliver. Born to set them free. Oh, here he came, friends. That lovely way it's expressed, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity, the Son of God upon earth. Come and taken into indissoluble union. His holy Godhead with his sacred humanity. Oh, a real man, and who still he reigns now in heaven, highly exalted and given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Oh, he reigns, he sits and reigns above, the King of kings and God of love. Oh, to know your Jesus. To know my Jesus crucified. He far excels all things beside. Let us try to consider how it was with those wise men. Well, they'd clearly got such an exercise, hadn't they? They needed to come and fall down. They wanted the confirmation. They wanted that real, full confirmation regarding the Son of God is come. Like I quoted John quotes, the Son of God is come. I believe they believed that he'd come, but they wanted that revelation. They wanted to see him. They wanted to behold him. They wanted to come and be there with him. It was so important, more important than all the other things that they had to do in their lives. They must have left a lot. And oh, God's way is to cause his people to leave all, to be made to part with all, to follow him. And you know, it's hard for the flesh. And it may take many years in the process of it by the work of the Spirit in God's people. God's way of working is line must be upon line and precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little. And you, dear young people, of course, God knows how much, if he has already been working in you, he knows how much he's accomplished. And you will know by experience what he's done in you and for you. And you will be able to say, I hope you will be able to say, as considering a few things we've built before you, we know we are not an orator and we can't bring it before you, perhaps as some can. But you see, the things that we've been considering, if you can truly identify with them, that you know them, then God's led you into the way, and he's brought you into the way of his grace, and he's teaching you. I have to say, friends, and I've been in the way around about 60 years, a bit more than about 60 years from when I was 58 years from when I was quickened into life. And you know, I look back all those years and I still have to say I'm a learner yet. We are but learners yet. But you, dear young people, you're very much upon my spirit. You know, what God's done in you, you will know the reality of it. And he'll go on. He won't leave his work undone, half done or part done. He will complete it. But oh, he will deal with you solemnly if you grieve him. God is a God who chastens us in love. God is our blessed Father, and the Son of God, our elder brother, and everything of the will of God will be done. We must come to that where we humbly say, thy will be done. And there'll be the bitter things, there'll be the hard things, the painful things, but oh, God will sanctify them. And it will make you wise. He'll make you wise unto salvation in all the ways needed. He'll make you right and keep you right if he's begun his work. What you need this day is to have that clear favour. You need it and I need it to know he begun in us and he's carrying on his work. And he's working in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And you know, with all the things of the anxieties of our lives and our pathway, he will manage all by the way and to the end. If he's begun it, he will manage all. And you can cast all your care upon him. Peter exhorts us to that in his epistle. And we know how deeply and solemnly Peter had learned and how he'd been made that wonderful apostle that he was after he was converted, as the Lord had said. And he was so then used of God, exhorting the church of God, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Wonderful if the Spirit seal that to you. He careth for you. Whatever is your trouble, concern, or burden, or difficulty, he careth for you. You may have enemies, but he's your best beloved, and he will never be a brother who drops his hold, like earthly brothers do. Sometimes hot and sometimes cold, Jesus is the same. We thought of it specially come to us. I'd quoted these words, leaving a dear deacon I love and saying goodbye some couple of months ago now. And I quoted these words. They came back to me just as I said them to this dear man. Come back to me this morning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, how I believe that affected that dear man when I quoted them. I said, what is so blessed, so wonderful to me? Oh, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And oh, once in him forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands. Think of it like that, friends. It's grounded upon covenant transactions. The covenant of grace. What God agreed in eternity before the world, which must be fulfilled. And the hymn says, on this firm rock believers build. We build by faith. We believe. We are favoured to lay hold. And to believe we're made wise. And friends, our most important employ is to come like the wise men did and fall down and worship him. To be made self-renouncing, grace-admiring, made unto salvation wise, to fall down and worship him. Oh, when we have died to all hope in ourselves, we fall down and worship him. Oh, what a profitable thing it is to die to all hope in yourself. It's the Spirit's work, friends, in you and for you. God will do it if he loves you, if he set his love upon you. He'll do it in you and for you. He'll bring you to know what it is to die to all hope in anything, yourself or anything else. And Christ will be your all and in all. It'll be so precious to you. This is what it is to truly be made wise. To be a wise man, a wise woman, a wise young person, a wise child. Made to be a possessor of heavenly wisdom. The wisdom which is from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, easy to be entreated and upbraideth not. Oh, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. You will ask by the grace of God. When God's quickened you and you begin to learn these things, he'll give you this gracious exercise of asking. You know how the Lord spoke to in that wonderful way in his ministry. Ask and it shall be given thee. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Are there those things you need to be asking the Lord for, friends? Oh, ask, he says, and it shall be given. Because our Lord He's such a compassionate high priest, isn't he? His human heart he still retains, though he's throned in highest bliss. He's our living Lord in heaven. Do you believe in Christ, your living Lord in heaven? He to whom you go to him, you plead his name and approach God your Father in heaven, in the court of heaven. God there in the court of heaven, you approach your God pleading the name of Jesus. Oh, the favour of it. Access to God. Oh, the favour, fellowship with God through the mediator's blood. Wise men, they fell down. They fell down and worshipped him. And see, they got wisdom in every way, you see. When a person has this wonderful wisdom, which the fear of the Lord is the beginning of, God multiplies it and gives them all the graces they need. And they were very, very careful. They didn't return to Herod, did they? They didn't return to Herod. They had the blessing and favour of seeing Christ. No, they didn't return to Herod. I thought of it on Christmas morning when our friend at Stockfold Chapel read that same portion that we read, part of it he read, and finishing with the words where it says, as it is spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt have I called my son. Seemed to come on that Christmas morning when I heard that read, we read it, as of course I was following it in the word of God, and out of Egypt have I called my son. There's a profound way and rendering of this, friends, that the Son of God, it was so appointed he must go down into Egypt and then he must come out of Egypt. He, in every way, to be as a forerunner of his people. Oh, that he has gone before his people. In Hebrews we read whether the forerunner has got or has entered into heaven. But he seems so profound. He must be in Egypt and then come out of Egypt, be called out of Egypt. And oh, how applicable this is in God's people's cases. We can sing, from Egypt lately free, by the Redeemer's grace, a rough and thorny path we tread, some of us, in hopes to see his face. The flesh dislikes the way. You may be feeling this, you dear young people. God's changed your heart and is dealing with you in the ways we have tried to bring before you, and you can identify with them. You know, you may be feeling this, the flesh dislikes the way. It does. All of us have to prove it. Faith approves it well. That vital grace God maintains, gives you and maintains in you will approve it well. So that you, as you are being made wise under salvation and kept in holy wisdom that God maintains in his people, you'll be able to suffer those things that you wouldn't have been able to and weren't able to when you was in unregeneracy, of course, didn't know anything of them. But now, a rough and thorny path we tread, hopes to see the flesh dislikes the way, but faith approves it well. This only leads to endless day, or others lead to hell. The foolish man dieth, and as the beast. We know we need to be careful with the word. The beasts perish, and as it were, they perish away to nothing. But this word doesn't mean the foolish perish in the way the beasts perish, because they do. The beasts do not possess a never-dying soul. All humanity possesses a never-dying soul. Each one is a possessor of a never-dying soul, and that soul will either be, as God has made it holy, and washed and cleansed it, and then welcomed into heaven at last. But those that die out of Christ, oh, they will be cast into hell. There the fools die. The wise, those wise under salvation, when they die, leave this vale of tears. They welcomed home to heaven the glory, but the soul dies, and as it says, as the beast perished, but not termination, not annihilation. They are cast into hell, where the worm dieth not. Oh, an eternal death, eternal damnation, eternal sufferings, but glory and peace and felicity evermore for the family of God, the children of God, all those who have been redeemed by Jesus' blood redeemed. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £690, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field will preach next Lord's Day and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. He also hopes to take the Sunday School. And the Sunday School this afternoon will be held at 70 Moat Way. Our friends at Oakington hope to hold a prayer meeting on Friday morning at 10:30. Let us close with hymn 673. When Jesus' gracious hand has touched our eyes and ears, oh, what a dreary land the wilderness appears. No healing balm springs from its dust, no cooling stream to quench the thirst. Hymn 673.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything there has seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.